We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And we welcome in Jimmy Burrow, the father of LSU quarterback Joe Burrow, at Coach Burrow on Twitter is where you can find Jimmy. And Jimmy, we talked to you not too long ago. Good to have you back on. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me on.
What was that? Heisman Trophy moment like for you as parents? I mean, that was a phenomenal speech your son delivered.
Was that surreal or what? It's like you almost had to pinch yourself. What's up with that, Jimmy? That was like unbelievable.
I'm still sleeping. Somebody's going to have to wake me up from all that one of these days. But, I mean, unbelievable to see Joe standing up there with, you know, all the people that a lot that I grew up watching, some that I actually won, Johnny Rogers that I played with, Eric Krauts that I coached, and I know how good of players they were. And then the speech, and we really didn't know what Joe was going to say. He had about three or four bullet points on a note card, but he told me later he really didn't look at it. So, you know, that was we were as proud of that speech as we are of you know, Joe's just playing football. So it was a great weekend.
So that was extemporaneous? I mean, that wasn't really scripted?
No. About an hour and a half before, I walked down to his room, and he was jotting down a few things on a note card. And then later afterwards, I said, Joe, you didn't really look at that note card, did you? And he said, no, not really. I mean, he just had a few points on there, but I never really saw him look at it. And so that made it even better for us as parents. It was genuine, straight from the heart, and it touched a lot of people.
Joe has said a few times this year that he didn't grow up dreaming of being an NFL quarterback, and he dreamed of playing for a national championship. Where do you think that came from, and has he ever talked to you about that?
Well, yeah, he did. I mean, that's basically that was the bottom line that he chose, say, LSU over Cincinnati when he decided to transfer from Ohio State, was because he thought LSU genuinely had a chance to maybe down the road play in a national championship. That was why he chose Ohio State over a lot of other schools. They had just won the national championship. And Jamie, my son, his older brother, played in a national championship game in the Rose Bowl versus Miami. I basically played in one against Oklahoma. So, you know, he's grown up hearing about it and knowing how important it is to be involved in something like that. And yeah, that was his goal. And I've heard him say that too, that, you know, a national championship is really what he played football for.
Now, Jimmy, considering all the football that you know, and that being a coach, and how do you view a game? Because that has to be hard. That are you a fan? Are you a cheerleader? And all of a sudden you're cheering for your son? Are you breaking the game down? Because that's a lot different than a normal fan, considering you know the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm nervous as a parent. I have a pretty good feel after the first few series, really, from a coaching standpoint, how they're going to attack a defense. And really, I can usually judge how well it's going to go for Joe in the offense. So, you know, this last week, I just took a peek at the Ohio State game versus Clemson. So, I kind of have an idea going in of what maybe Joe's up against, and he doesn't tell me much during the course of the week. That's just not something we get into a lot. But, you know, here in the next couple of days, I'll give him a call and usually have at least can get a little feel, one of my last conversations before the game.
Jimmy Burrow, the father of LSU quarterback Joe Burrow, here on Sports Talk. And Jimmy, was there a little bit relief when Ohio State was eliminated, only because of the possibility that LSU could play against Ohio State in a national championship game, and there wasn't those storylines that were going to be had and kind of the strings being pulled, if you will?
I think that was his mom, Robin, and my viewpoint. Joe was was really disappointed. I think not so much, and we watched the second half with him in the hotel, but not so much to play against him and say, hey, look, you know, I should have been the quarterback at Ohio State, or look what I've done, or that sort of thing. It was more, he has great friends still on that team, and he knows how hard they worked, and he thought it was a great opportunity for them to experience, you know, what he's experienced. And he likes Coach Day and has a great relationship with the strength coach and even Coach Meyer. So I think he felt bad for the players more than anything that they weren't going to get a chance to play against each other.
Now, Jimmy, we still can make a great movie and maybe winning a few awards if Joe goes to the Bengals. And how far is Athens from Cincinnati? Is it, because you know what? Listen, I all of a sudden was part of the New Orleans Saints and had the first winning season. I grew up 50 miles south in New Orleans, so I know it's kind of feast or famine, hero to go to. You're playing for your hometown team. How far is Athens to Cincinnati? And when you think about it, that's not far-fetched. It could still be a move, even though you don't beat Ohio State in the championship game, if he would lead the Bengals to a Super Bowl. Come on, you know that, Jimmy.
I do. I mean, that's all that people really, other than, you know, this particular game, people around Southeast Ohio, that's you know, what they want to talk about when they see me. And you know, a lot can happen, as you know, between now and the draft. But it's 3 hours. I could be sitting in the stadium in a little over 3 hours. So geographically, you know, it's a great fit. But, wow, there's so much that can go on between now and draft day that you just don't know. I mean, Joe has put himself in this position to maybe – you know, be drafted pretty high, and we're excited about that going into the season. I mean, we really had no idea, and then all of a sudden you start seeing, hey, he's pretty high in this draft process. But it's exciting, and we're looking forward to all that after Monday night.
Jimmy, in April of 2018, had I told you your son would go on to become the most decorated LSU athlete in school history, what would you have told me?
Well, I would have said that it's part of a dream, but all that's happened, it would have to be, you know, 20 dreams. So maybe in the 20th dream, I'd have said, yeah, I just had these 20 dreams, and it included A, B, C, D, and E. But, I mean, we always knew Joe could play at a very high level in our minds. I mean, we're parents, but even as a coach, I saw a lot of things that indicated, you know, he could play on the big stage and play great. And then the opportunity he had to play with LSU and great teammates. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Probably would not have believed it, but you know, deep down, we've always, as a family, known that he could put himself in this position.
Now, Jimmy, speaking of your family, because I always say this, because I've been around a few of them, coaches' wives got to be real special. So what about your better half and Joe's mother? Just talk about her mindset and what she's dealing with, because a parent will always support their kid no matter what. But just talk about how she handles games. I remember my mom sometimes, she'd tell me, I can't even watch the game. All I do is just pray. I mean, I was like, that you don't get hurt or whatever. But just talk about that your better half, considering that twofold, her son and the pressure that comes with that, that being Joe Burrow, and then also being a coach's wife.
Well, you know, certainly started as a coach's wife and me not being around a lot. I mean, there's still things that happened, and somebody will say, hey, yeah, we remember when Joe – they did this in third grade in a game, and I look at Robin and she said, yeah, but you weren't there, or yeah, that's another game you missed. And so she's been at every single game, and doesn't matter what sport, since he was born. I mean, when he started playing competitively in third grade. So just been a great support. You know, he doesn't want me telling this, but, you know, during youth football and everything, she would put his pads in his pants and make sure everything was good. And then, you know, that happened for several years. So just been a great supporter of Joe once he started playing, me as a coach. And then last year, she went she's a principal at elementary school, and she would get done on Friday, and she would get on a plane and go to wherever the game was, and really by herself. My son Dan lives in Houston. He would try to meet her as much as possible, but that was an underlying factor for me, too. You know, I wanted to watch Joe play his senior year, but just knowing that she did all that by herself and I wasn't a part of it, that had a lot to do with, you know, with me retiring. So now that, you know, we've had a great opportunity to spend a lot of time together, our whole family from different parts of the country, you know, we've been closer together, been brought closer than at any time really that we've ever been. I've seen cousins and uncles and aunts and people that I haven't seen for, you know, 20 years. And
whoa,
we played at Mississippi State, Ole Miss, you know, right in my backyard. I'm actually in Mississippi right now, my parents. So it's just been a great thing. But Robin, you know, she's very competitive too. I see where Joe gets a lot of that from her, because she wants Joe to, she wants us to win, and she wants us to win by a lot of points every game. So, but she gets nervous just like I do.
Right.
But, you know, in the bottom line is we're just proud of Joe and what his teammates have accomplished so far. But it's been great for us.
Well, Jimmy, you mentioned your wife, Robin, and she might not put the pads in your pants, but she would do it for the bloodline, the kids. You know how that goes. It's amazing if you last a long time and it all works out that you have a relationship, husband and wife, husband. But it's amazing. Don't mess with my kids. The kids are the priority, and I know that's what how you kind of break this down, Jimmy.
Well, yeah, you know, the old saying from down south here is blood's thicker than water.
Yeah.
So, you know, that never changes. That's human nature. And, you know, we had some bitterness there for a while, but as parents that one, he didn't go to Nebraska where, you know, I played, and she's from Nebraska. And then, you know, we kind of pushed through that. And then the Ohio State deal. I mean, we didn't feel great about that, and you know, we pushed through that. But yeah, I mean, you as a mom and dad, man, if somebody messes with your son or daughter,
right,
then you know that's not good. That's messing with
well, Jim, when I think of that, the cream rises to the top. All that adversity, it just develops character, and come on, it just makes you a better individual, a better player. Without a doubt.
Yeah, and I think, Joe, it did. And, I mean, now looking back, I mean, we're so glad that all that happened. And, you know, we didn't know that at the time, but who would have thought he'd go to LSU and you know, win the Heisman Trophy and have a chance to win a national championship and basically, you know, be the face of the program for 2 years. I mean, I grew up in Mississippi, you know, listening to games in the New Orleans channel on Saturday night. State and Ole Miss usually played, seemed to be, when I was growing up, in the afternoon.
Yeah, the Big 870, WWL. Yeah, you know that. It was on.
I listened to those games, and I knew about the, you know, I think they were called the Chinese Bandits and the white team. And just never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that, you know, this would be Joe Burrow starting at LSU in the national championship game. So, but all those things happened, you know, for a reason, and he did become stronger, and he did overcome some things that led to where he is today.
Jimmy Burrow, the father of LSU quarterback Joe Burrow, here on Sports Talk. Jimmy, what will Louisiana mean to the Burrow family 10 years from now, 15 years from now?
Well, it's a second home. I mean, for Joe, for Robin and me, Jamie and Dan, really our whole family. You know, we're already talking about going back next year for maybe the Texas game and the Alabama game. We feel like we love that place. Talking about Tiger Stadium, LSU, you know, we love that as much as they love us, the fans, Louisiana. I mean, you know, the governor was at the Heisman Trophy, and, you know, that's a big thing to us when people like that take notice of what Joe's accomplished. But forever and ever, you know, we'll think Louisiana is another home for us.
I can tell you this: if the LSU beats Clemson, Monday night. After that, there's going to be a statue put up in your son's honor. I'm telling you, in Baton Rouge, it's going to happen.
Well, you know, there could be statues for other guys on that team too after this season, and there better be something out there for Coach O too. So, what an unbelievable job. You know, whether it's I know Joe Brady deservingly so gets so much credit, but hey, Coach Ensminger has been unbelievable. I mean, we, you know, football people know that, and I think the parents of that group of young men know how important he is to that team and how he's been loved, how much he is loved by it. So it's just there's so much character on that team and then that coaching staff. And certainly that has a lot to do where they are today, 14-0.
Jimmy, once again, good to talk to you. Have fun on Monday night and go Tigers.
All right.
Hey, Jimmy, you know why I love you? Let me tell you why I love you. We never personally met. You know why I love you? Because you real people. I love real people. You're not fake. You don't fake the funk. You're real people, and I appreciate that.
Well, if you ever want to see where I grow up, and you drive through Amory, Mississippi, just stop and take a look, and you'll know why I am like I am.
Jimmy Burrow, good stuff, man. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.